You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds, and you're seeing me on the BBS Radio televised program. We're on the screen.
Pretty scary.
I want to welcome everyone else, and also in the Pal Talk chat room, as well as the BBS Radio chat room. I'd like to welcome everybody. And those of you out there that know who I am and what I do, I would also like to greet them as to saying Tansei. Today we're going to I decided to bring back a good friend, and her name is Joanne Giroux, and she works as an alternative health practitioner. She works in the field works with plants and trees, and she makes all types of creams and health for your skin, for your internal needs, for your pretty well anything to do with health. I'll get Joanne to explain herself to everybody out there. Those of you out there may not know who she is, to update you and let you know what she does do. Now, we do have open lines, so if any of those of you actually are wanting to talk about health, because we're basically talking about alternative health and means of what you can do to help yourself. Now, there are times that people do have needs to find out how to build up their immune system, because basically it's cold and flu season right now. I know everyone here across the U.S. in some areas are getting a good bout of snow. And the weather is cold, folks. And time to bundle up and get those snow tires on. Anyways, the phone numbers, we actually let you know, the phone numbers that are online, they're available. They are call-in numbers for U.S. side is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the international callers are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, we are going to be talking about alternative health. And if there's anyone out there who also want, like I said, ask any questions regarding their health, please call in, because we'd like to update you about what you can do. Joanne is very knowledgeable in her work. And without any further ado, Joanne, are you there?
I am so.
Hey, welcome.
How are you?
Good. Long time since we had you back on radio.
Apparently, yeah.
It's been a while,
hasn't it? Yeah. No, actually, it's never long enough. But, hey, it wasn't as long this year as it was other years.
Let you folks out there know, she lives with the bears.
Well, no. They moved in with me this year. This was not an option. They didn't give me one. It was rather trying.
Yeah. So,
however,
It's basically cold and flu season too out here. I mean, most people are getting started, starting to really being smart about taking care of their health. Do you know of anything that most people need to do to build up the immune system? What they normally need to deal with?
Well, basically, get lots of sleep. I know this is the wrong time of year to get sleep, but you're supposed to get lots of sleep, regardless of the year. Take vitamin C daily. Uh-huh. A regular person of normal health can take at least 4,000 milligrams per day. If that's a little harsh, then take less, and you'll know when you're not absorbing it because of bowel tolerance. You'll end up a little runny. But then just cut back and your body will start to absorb it, right? Don't take vitamin C when you have a cold, because it's a stimulant. And when you have a cold, you're just supposed to relax, drink lots of fluids, and you'll be good. And, get lots of rest. You can build your immune system. There's a lot of immune boosters out there, astragalus, vitamin C. Usually if you have enough minerals in your body, you'll absorb your vitamin C and the rest of your minerals.
Uh-huh.
And And don't drink too much at this time of year. Don't overindulge in all the garbage, because sugar just feeds the viruses, and especially the bacteria in the mucous membranes. Sugar will, enhance the mucus, milk, any kind of dairy product.
So we're not supposed to. So Santa Claus is not really the most healthiest guy around, then, it's cookies and milk.
No, especially with his Coca-Cola. He may not have a stomach, but he probably doesn't have high cholesterol either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's something to do with his roly-poliness. The original guy, anyway.
The original guy.
Some of the Santa Clauses you see in the malls these days are bordering on anorexic, man. Holy doodle. Yeah, they're not doing so good. But
well,
yeah, in general, you know, people tend to overindulge. And I'm not exactly sure what they're celebrating, but to me, Christmas time is not a time to go out and get pie-eyed. And, I mean, you know it's bad when, on the radio, they talk about how to conduct yourself at staff parties so you don't get drunk and insult your boss. And I'm going, this is a no-brainer, but apparently it's not. Yeah, so it goes to show you where society's actually at, you know. And piling your kids full of sugar and having these hyper lunatics running around with short-circuited brains is not my idea of a good time, you know. But hey, to each his own. What can I say?
Yeah, yeah. Now let's go into another part of this, because actually I've forwarded everybody the flyer. What we're going to be talking about. We want to talk about what we call the emotional astral body. What it really does affect, and how it affects the etheric, the blood, and the blood, is really our life force. And you want to talk about the heart not beating until the blood develops its pace, also how to care for ourselves during the cold and flu season. And we talked about it already, but regarding the etheric, the emotional astral body really does affect the etheric. Now, why does it affect the etheric? I thought the etheric is basically called it's part of the cold and flu. I mean, yes, we do have to build up the immune system. Is that part of the etheric?
Well, yeah, the etheric system is just outside the body, and then you have your astral, and then you have your mental. But your astral is also connected with your heart and your heart chakra, right, and the thymus gland. And in children, the thymus gland is very large, so they do have a very, very large heart center.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get older, life kind of bitters us, I guess, and our thymus gland tends to shrink. And through the shrinking of the thymus gland, the feelings that we have, especially at this time of year, a lot of people have difficulty at this time of year, either losing loved ones or whatever. It doesn't matter, either that or, you know, with all this crazy commercialism, as far as Christmas goes, people don't have money, they get depressed. And that really, really affects the heart chakra. That really affects the heart chakra and the astral body, which in turn will affect the etheric. The etheric is basically the invisible vibratory rate of the physical body, and it's also a direct correlation with the blood. And as soon as you start feeling depressed or emotional and stuff, it does affect your body's frequency, which, of course, lowers it. And then when your heart is sad, it allows your body to secrete what I call fat hormones.
Mm.
And that does affect your mind. And when your heart is happy, it tells your body to secrete happy hormones, and you do just fine, you know. But at this time of year, I think it's very important for people to reflect on what Christmas actually means to them. And I know a couple of my clients have always had a hard time, and then we just sat one day and we talked about why they are sad. And, you know, one lady lost her husband, another lady lost a child. Very close. My father-in-law passed away December 20th last year.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you got to give thanks to the years that you did have them. And remember the fond memories, because Christmas is part of the time where you nurture the heart and you nurture the feelings of love and of giving. And I find that the people that are really into that scene of the giving, not just to see, you know, who can buy the nicest present or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but actually giving of themselves, even time, you know, time to the elderly or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're the ones that aren't getting sick. The ones that are getting sick are the ones pounding the pavement looking for presents, right?
Yeah. I think we've got somebody who's just calling right now. We have a caller? Hello?
Lisa, how are you?
Good. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
You too. Where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah. It's pretty cold and snowy. I know that.
What can we do for you on the... we have Joanne Drew with us today.
I was just kind of curious if you could tell me for what the beginning of 2009 has in store for me regarding perhaps finances and relationship-wise, if there will be anything about that.
Oh, we're talking about alternative health.
Okay.
If you want to talk about health, we can talk about what your health is like.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to give it a shot, Joanne?
About what? Health?
Yeah.
What was the question?
She was asking about 2009 for her, about herself. Now, are you dealing with any health issues yourself?
Not at this very moment, no.
No? Okay.
I'm trying to get into the zone here.
Hey, let's have some fun, Joel. You're good at it.
Yeah, I'm good at it. Are you an A blood type?
Am I on what?
A blood type.
Oh, no, I'm O positive.
You're an O?
She's
O positive.
Oh, okay, you're an O. All righty.
Yep.
For 2009, I would start by paying attention to the thyroid gland. You're not very old. However, not like me. better cover my tracks there, eh? What I can foresee for you possibly is a little bit of a thyroid issue. Cold hands, cold feet, and finding the winter a little harder than normal. And for thyroid, there's many thyroid remedies in health food stores. Even if it's just your regular, you know, iodine tablet or kelp or something like that. My dog's giving her 2 cents worth. Thyroid issue, possibly a little bit of a colon, a digestive issue. Watch for bacteria in the small intestine. It's the mycoplasma. Do you have a problem with your lungs?
No.
No?
No.
Like when you get a cold, does it weigh heavily in your bronchioles?
I don't have a cold or anything.
No.
And I don't smoke.
If you ever did have a problem with it, if you ever did have a cold, do you ever have problems with your lungs?
Okay.
Yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, she's very fortunate.
Okay. Yeah, luckily.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be careful. Just be careful, especially because there's a bacteria that lodges in the small intestine that disrupts the digestion, but it also mutates itself and can actually get lodged in the bronchioles through the blood, and so be careful of that, but especially your thyroid. Watch for your thyroid problems in 2009. I would say more or less in the springtime. That's usually when the thyroid falls.
Thank you very, very much.
Does that make any sense at all? No? Okay. Lisa hung up. Thank you, Lisa. That was quick.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I wrote down here on the piece of paper before we even started, and I was going to actually talk about the thyroid. I have a couple of ladies here in this one page asking about their thyroid. What is it that they can do? Because one lady says her thighs are quite large, and she doesn't understand why they just never can come down to size. And another lady says that her neck gives her problems, like it looks like it's getting thicker and thicker. And she says and the doctor told her she's got a thyroid issue because her neck is thick. Is that because it's a thyroid, or is that what
can
be done?
Yeah, the thick neck, it can be either hypo or hyperactive thyroid. If it's an underfunctioning thyroid, I don't even know if you can buy this stuff in the States, but there's a product called Lugol's iodine, and it's actually, well, it's a poison if you take too much of it. But what I always suggest to people, if you're going to check your thyroid, pick up some Lugol's iodine or some iodine solution, put a drop on your wrist, rub it in, and time it to see how long it takes to disappear. You don't have to sit there and watch it. But if it disappears within 12 hours, then you have a thyroid issue. Your thyroid is underfunctioning or overfunctioning. Usually underfunctioning. Like if I put, Owens have a real problem with thyroids, up and down all the time. Like my thyroid will be stable for 6 months and then all of a sudden, bang, it falls. And if I put a drop of iodine on my wrist, quite often it's gone within 2 hours, so then I know I really have a thyroid issue.
Mm-hmm.
Iodine is really, really important, and if you're not living by the sea, you know, like people out here in White Rock, they very seldom have thyroid issues because they're breathing the sea air and the iodine all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the farther inland you get, you don't have as much iodine in the air, and it's not in the soil, really. So that's why
everybody likes living by the sea.
Yeah, well, very healthy, and the salt water keeps the mucous membranes healthy and clears out the lungs and the sinuses. It's actually really healthy. But as far as legs not going down in size, usually in women when you have a hypo, I mean an underfunctioning thyroid, your weight gain is in the abdominal area and the legs and the thighs. But as far as the lady with the thigh issue, thighs are quite often a parental issue also.
She calls them her saddlebags. I mean,
Well, we all get those things. They charge us extra on planes because of her excess baggage.
Any way that she can actually shrink those, or like, you know, most people
does
say...
Does she have parental issues?
That I don't know.
Okay, because quite often parental issues result in very thick legs, either resentment or a poor relationship with the parents will often manifest. If it's a father issue, her left thigh will probably be up to a half an inch larger in diameter than her right leg. If it's a mother issue, it'll be the right.
Mm. She thinks because she's Italian.
Yeah, but...
That's funny.
Well, who knows? South of Italy?
I don't know.
Yeah, southern Italy.
She's saying she's because she's Italian. That's why her thighs are so thick. I'm glad she just laughs at herself. That's funny.
Yep. It's like that card with that goofy-looking dog on it with a great big hat saying... You know, you'd be a lot better off if you learned learned how to laugh at yourself. And on the inside of the card it says, you'd feel a lot better if you learned how to laugh at yourself. And on the inside of the card it says, we've been laughing at you for years and we feel great.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I actually have one of my sponsors that I have on the show, and they are promoting the B-Hip drink. You ever heard of the B-Hip?
No.
Okay. It's made of guarana. Now, you know what guarana is?
Yeah.
Okay. now, pardon me. One of the women that were on my show, or actually listened to my show, she said that it made her sleepy, but most of the time, this energy drink is supposed to give you energy. But she says, I mean, mind you, she said it doesn't hurt her. She likes it because it helps her relax. But she said doesn't make her sleepy as in she falls asleep behind the wheel, but it helps her to relax. But with the energy drink itself, guarana actually helps her, or helps people, I guess, let's say they don't have to require sugar. It's better than having to use the caffeine. And then another form of, I guess you call no caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how people use those monster drinks and those Red Bulls and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they're going into the type of energy drink, which is a natural herbal drink. And it's called guarana, which is spelled with G-U-R-A-N-A. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, they were actually putting it in some of the drinks that kids were drinking. And it does have the same effect as a combination of caffeine and ephedra. Just because it's herbal doesn't mean it's good for you in large doses. As a small dose every now and then, I wouldn't worry about it. It's just like taking ephedra every now and then. It gets rid of excess mucus in the body. It stimulates the heart. It stimulates the blood flow. It's not that bad, and it's really, really helpful without allergies. But everything in moderation. I don't think it really hurts anybody, but just I think there's a lot of a psychological addiction to some of this stuff, and some people have told me there's actually a physical addiction that goes along with it, much like with coffee, right?
Yeah.
So I think it depends on the person and the disposition. Some people get, addicted to water, and other people don't, you know? It depends on the disposition of the person.
Yeah, because I know some people cannot or don't like drinking water, but they'll drink a fruit drink or they'll drink coffee, you know. But
yeah,
they'll drink a pop, but they won't drink water.
Yeah, as soon as they mix anything with water, it's no longer water.
Yeah.
So, and people, you know, say to me, well, I get lots of water in my coffee, my tea, my whatever. No, sorry. As soon as you mix anything with water, it's no longer water, and the body doesn't recognize it as water. It recognizes it as a food. And so a lot of people that drink a heck of, most people that I bring up on the machines are dehydrated. I would say 8 out of 10 people walking around are dehydrated. And you'll find people that have a cold. Like I had that cold. My grandchildren are very generous. They love to share their viruses with their grandma. So I tried out their virus because they asked me to, kind of thing, by sneezing all over me. And I had it for 2 days. But I just basically slept off and on, got some fresh air and whatnot. And then the cough lingers a bit, but is loose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the ladies in the neighborhood has had this blinking thing for a month and a half, and she says, I can't get my cough to loosen. Well, she never drinks any water. So if you want the mucus to loosen, you got to drink water. I don't care whether it's hot water, warm water, or room temperature water. Cold water doesn't do it. Your body spends too much energy trying to heat it up and so that you can absorb it. But you have to drink water. It keeps the body limber. It keeps, you know, the elimination channels working. The colon is, so many people are dehydrated in the colon. I know people that actually just go for colonics so that they can hydrate the colon. And there's just nothing like it. Like, you have a colonics and your colon is hydrated. It's amazing what your food will do to you. You know, it just gets totally absorbed and it's really healthy. Plus, you don't have all this hardened mucus, because there's a lot of hardened mucus in people's bodies that don't drink enough water.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I got one to share with you, because it doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure not many people deal with it, but I was at a Christmas party up in Kamloops. I just got back about a week ago. But when I was there, and the strangest thing ever happened, I guess I'll talk about it, something happened to me even earlier than that. About a year ago, I choked on my
supplements
in my throat. They jammed in my throat, and I couldn't swallow. And to the point that I almost died, because my wife had to help me throw them up because I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I was at the Christmas party, I ate a piece of, I guess you call it beefalo. It's actually part buffalo and half crossbred beef and buffalo. When I swallowed it, I didn't realize I swallowed a piece of the gristle. Again, I got caught in my throat, and I couldn't get it up, and I literally had to throw it up. When your throat gets pretty raw, doesn't it, that I can't swallow normally like I used to anymore. It becomes so tender. You ever come across people like that?
No, but you're usually the first on my list for a lot of things. You always get these unique things. I don't know how else to put it.
Hey, I got to give you something, eh?
Yeah. Keep me on my toes. Go for it.
We got a caller calling in, I think. Just hang on a second. Well, hang on to that thought.
Yeah.
Got a caller calling in. Caller?
Yes.
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I have, something weird happened recently. I missed my friend's wedding. I thought that it was tomorrow, but it was actually on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And she actually Well, I won't go into great detail, but I can't believe I did that. And I'm wondering if you might have some insight as to why that happened. And I have another question, but I'm really curious about that, and I'm wondering what's going on, and maybe anything else you see for me.
Was this the same Lisa from Michigan or a different Lisa?
Different one.
Okay, you got so many Lisas. Where are you calling from?
Boston.
Boston. Okay, let's see what I can do for you real quick here. Are you worried about someone that you embarrassed, or you embarrassed yourself?
Well, I may. She wanted to play one of my songs for her first dance.
Uh huh.
And I was supposed to bring the CD, and I didn't because I wasn't there. Because I screwed up the date, and I feel awful about that. I mean, I'm sure you know there are plenty of songs out there. I feel bad about that, and I feel awful.
Why do you want to carry the guilt?
I don't. I don't want to. What's that?
You are. You're carrying the guilt because you're saying to yourself, I feel awful. Don't carry the guilt. If you were not desiring to turn something on, to do something for someone at a time, it's just not meant to happen.
Well,
you,
I
you
wanted to.
You can't carry
to.
That. You can just let it go behind you. Let's just move on with that. I mean, just let her know you apologize you didn't do it. You know?
Yeah, just apologize and move on.
Yeah. Just let it go. Because if you carry that guilt with you, you're going to carry it forever.
Yeah.
I work as a DJ in music. And when I was spinning records, I had a lot of people come into me, come to my station, and I'll say, Derek, can you play this? Derek, can you play this? Derek, can you play this? And as long as I got the names on there, fine, but I'll try to fit everybody in as much as I can. But there are times that I'll miss a song or two. And, you know, you may have missed them by not realizing you got them all, but you can't fit everybody in all at once. Doesn't mean that you should feel guilty forever, and I felt guilty the first time. I said, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't get the song on. But you apologize. I'm saying, you know, I just didn't, there was not enough time, or it was just that there was just wasn't right that right time to play it. And that's exactly what happens. It's never always the right time to play it. And if there's a certain type of song or a certain thing they wanted you to do, if you're not meant to do it, you're not meant to do it. That's all. That's just the way it is. And just suck it up, you know, apologize or whatever you want to do with that. But don't carry the guilt. It's not your problem.
Okay.
Let it go. Yeah. You'll feel a whole lot better about it. I've dealt with so many different types of issues, the things that happened to me throughout my years, and even recently with something else that happened to me before, and I took it really hard as hurtful to me. But I realized after you got to put up a hardened heart. And it takes a couple of days to heal through it, even a week or so. But it takes time. But once you get through it, you say, you know what, it's not so bad. And I learned it from a great, good friend. And when I worked with her, she was one of my bosses at the time I worked in this program. But she told me on the phone, she says, just put it behind you. Don't let it stay with you forever, because if you do that, you can make yourself sick. And she's right. I talk about it. I use my own philosophy. You can make yourself sick, worry yourself sick over one thing, and it's not necessary. It's not necessary. I would say not to worry about it.
You can't be everything to everybody at all times.
No.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
I'm playing this Friday, and I haven't played in a while. I haven't played out in a while, and I'm just wondering what you think of that.
What do you play, guitar or sing?
Keyboard, and I sing.
Keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you played keyboard?
Well, I mean, I play regularly, but I haven't played out, like I haven't performed in months.
You haven't played with whom?
I haven't performed.
You play at home, but you never performed.
No, I have performed. I just haven't performed in months.
Well, let me share something with you. Whether you performed years ago, whether you performed yesterday, whether you performed wanting to perform tomorrow, nothing changes. You just think that you're off key, or thinking that you are, you know, not ready. If you're meant to do it, you do it.
play from your heart, not your head.
Yeah, don't worry what people think of you. Just do what you got to do.
Yeah, play with your heart. You know, put it all in. You don't even have to acknowledge the fact that anybody's there. But if you really get into your music and play from your heart, then your head can't play any games on you.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is like a coyote. It will actually play tricks on you. So just work from the heart, and you can't go wrong.
That's beautiful advice.
Yeah, just follow your heart. Just play what you got to do. You put it out there. You play that song and just do the best you think you can do. Just put it out there.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Stick to
it.
Stick to it. If you've got a song, if you have a few songs to play, hey, I would love to hear a couple of your demos. Send them to us. We'll put them as background music for our program.
You got it.
Okay?
I sure will.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Talk to you care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, you know, that's very common to hear something, too. I mean, here we have someone calling in, and here's something you already spoke about before. We let things get to us to the point we can actually make ourselves sick.
Well, yeah. If you don't release, if you don't resolve the conflict within yourself, it will. What happens, actually, on the physical level is you get these energetic lesions on the brain.
Yeah.
And that energetic lesion, wherever it is on the brain, it will actually start to manifest in the physical body. Or you'll start to attract viruses, bacteria, your teeth will feel hollow, your eyesight starts to fail, whatever. It's all related to the emotions.
Yeah, well, and my eyesight's starting to fail because I give up on myself. No, we're just kidding.
I think you know better than that.
But I'll tell you this, this is true. Whenever I allow myself to get stressed out over something, by the time I calm down, I break out on my back.
Yeah.
And my back turns into, my wife would call it a joale, which basically is, it's like a sore.
Yeah.
As like a boil, so to speak, like a sore, and then I have to rub the crap out of it with alcohol for it to heal, because if I don't, it'll itch like crazy.
Yeah, see, what that is that's a plugged lymphatic system, right? Your lymphatic system starts to shut down. The lymphatic system runs between the skin and the blood kind of thing, and it bounces around, and the lymph carries toxins out, and as soon as you start to get stressed or you're depressed or anything, the lymphatic system slows down, and your lymph nodes act like small little golf balls, and they just kind of stick. And then finally, the toxins build up. I mean, your skin is the largest filtering organ in the body, right? And it'll start to come out of the skin.
Yeah.
And that's when the lymph starts flowing again and says, okay. Usually, you know, people that I get that get boils, they're all stressed to the nines.
Yeah.
At the time of the outbreak, right? Or just shortly before the outbreak. And,
I've never made a 10 yet.
You've never made a 10?
You know, addressed to the 9, not a 10.
Oh, working on it.
We got another caller calling in. You have a caller there?
Tansy,
hello.
My friend.
Hi, Tansy. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Good.
It's Joanne from Winnipeg.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
I have a question for Joanne.
Okay.
I have rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis, and the medication that they've got me on right now, I really don't want to be on. Does she have any suggestions?
Arthritis is actually caused by a bacteria. I don't know what the bacteria is, some sort of a mycobacteria, mycoplasma, it doesn't matter. But arthritis is generally a bacterial infection that actually can get into the bone. And unfortunately, most things are classified as rheumatoid or arthritic, but very few people are actually diagnosed with osteomyelitis, which is actually an infection of the bone marrow.
Okay.
I would suggest, what is your blood type?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what your blood type is?
What is your blood type, Joanne?
Oh, gosh. I think it's AB. I'm not too sure.
AB, yeah, okay. AB, do you eat red meat at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you eat red meat?
I still can't hear you.
Do you eat red meat?
I'm trying to steer away from that right now. Like right now, I've got a lot of craving for fish.
Oh, good.
So that means
when you're craving fish, you've got an essential fatty acid imbalance, and ABs do actually very well on fish.
Oh, okay.
ABs do very well on fish. So I would try and, let me think. Seafood. What can you have? I think, actually cod liver oil would probably do you good as well as, cod liver oil. Cod liver oil, hang on. Salmon, no.
Not salmon?
Oh, yeah, salmon oil, yeah, you can have salmon oil.
Yeah, salmon oil.
Sorry, I'm cheating. I'm looking at my blood chart. I can't remember them all. Salmon oil is good. Cod liver oil is good. And actually, cod liver oil is very beneficial because of the vitamin A in it.
Okay.
And vitamin A is not water-soluble, so you don't overdose on it because it will store in the liver. But what I find with people, radionically, I've had a lot of success with treating arthritis. And by the time I picked everything apart and looked at it under a microscope at, 10,000 times magnified, I found all kinds of bacteria swimming around in the fluid of the joints and in the blood and fungus, et cetera, et cetera. So if I were you, I would do a full body cleanse and drink copious amounts of water and alkalize your system because unfriendly guys can't live in an alkaline system. And every AB, it's a real finicky diet you got to follow, believe me. My son's girlfriend's an AB, and boy, are we restricted with what you can eat around here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can drink black cherry juice, which is really good to alkalize.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Black cherry juice is really good.
Black cherry juice.
Oh, black cherry juice. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the internet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then type in "eat right" for your blood type, and it'll tell you what's beneficial and what's avoid and what's neutral. Only eat what is beneficial and neutral, and get yourself first of all clean your colon.
Okay.
Then clean the pancreas, liver, and gall. Then your kidneys. Then your liver. And put yourself on a cleanse, and I bet you anything that your arthritic symptoms will go away. Arthritis is a symptom of another disorder. Any disease basically is a symptom of another disorder. It's just like cancer. It's not a disease. It's a survival mechanism. It's telling you, I've had it. Your body cannot do this no more. You have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's called detox and alkalize, you know?
Okay. They also did a lot of blood work and found that something was low in my blood, so they put me on vitamin D. I guess that's for that...
Well, if you're low in vitamin D, that's less sunshine. So are you outdoors often enough?
Not in the winter time, no.
Okay, well,
no.
You can get yourself vitamin D supplements. You can take about 3 a day instead of just taking 1.
Oh, because they said to only take 1 a day.
I take 3. Depends
okay.
on the ICUs.
Okay. They also have me on folic acid.
Well, this is a doctor? I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Okay, with your folic acid, also take your stress B vitamins, right? But the thing is that if you're not cleansing, you're not going to absorb it. That's the big thing. People can take, I know people that take, everybody will swallow handfuls of these supplements. And they say, but they're not doing me any good. It's because they're not absorbing them. The city of Vancouver is actually thinking of suing some vitamin companies. Because there's so many capsules in the sewage system that it keeps blocking up the filtration system because people aren't breaking them down. And one thing you have to take before you eat is an enzyme. It's a digestive enzyme with betaine hydrochloride, which is a betaine HCI. And when you take betaine 10 minutes before you eat, because ABs don't have enough hydrochloric acid in their stomach to digest their food properly. And the betaine enzyme helps to cut down on bad bacteria from fermented foods and also on parasites.
Okay. Derek, I didn't hear what you said about hydrochloride.
Oh, hydrochloric acid.
Hydrochloric acid.
Oh, okay.
HCI.
HCI,
yeah. Yeah, you take those enzymes before you eat anything.
Are they in pill form or?
Yeah, they're in capsule form.
I'm sorry?
They're in capsules.
Okay. All right. This sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, so
thank
look
you very
up
much.
That diet on the internet.
If you want to get a hold of Joanne personally, we can. She can give you out her email address.
I think it's I have
www.
It.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Okay, www.herbs. Only two W's is short for wild woman. So www.herbs.
Yeah.
At telus.net.
At
telus.
Telus.
T-E-L-U-S.
Oh, telus.
Dot net.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And I put her email address on the front page of the website here, so you'll see it. When I wrote on there, it says, call in now for evaluation of your health, www.herbs@telus.net.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank
so
you
if,
very
any,
much.
If you had any questions to ask her more, just give her a call and she would love to have a chat with you.
Great. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Let's talk about cancer. I mean, people, I've actually had clients come to me before that actually were dealing with cancer issues. Or said they got cancer or they're a survivor of cancer and the medical industry somehow at times wants to have you keep coming back constantly to reevaluate or basically keep on taking experimental drugs. My wife, for example, we talked about this before, she turned them down, but there are people out there that they're intentionally, I mean, for example, I lost a really good friend, I lost a good friend in cancer who I feel shouldn't have passed away. She's 42 years old. She shouldn't let this world because she was told by spirit that she would not be leaving this world, and yet even her husband was very shocked to know that she left this world so quickly. It shouldn't have happened, but again, we listen to what the medical industry tells us. They're trying to tell us that we're not healthy every day. You're not healthy every day. You need to buy this drug. We need to start standing up for ourselves. Now, we've also been dealing with Bill C-51. I've actually had two gentlemen on my show who are from the Strauss Herb Company, and we discussed with these guys regarding what they're dealing with, trying to take, we don't want to lose what we have in the industry, because if we don't stand up for ourselves, and as far as to protect our herbs, protect what we have out there in this world, we're going to end up having to spend 10 times the money just for a vitamin B.
Yeah, at least.
At least, because Germany is doing this now and other European countries are doing this now. So I don't want to go that direction. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'd rather not either, but we've been fighting this thing for 20 years. And
yeah.
20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago, I would talk to people about it, and they go, oh, Joe, you're nuts. They can't do that. Well, guess what? The reality is here. Yeah, they're doing it. But getting back to cancer and stuff, unfortunately, we were somewhere in society, people got mixed up. And they thought doctors were gods and that everybody else on the planet was responsible for their health and not themselves. But the hard reality of it is we are responsible. Now, that's fine, but you can only help yourself if you know how, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I've had so many people call me with cancer, and I've spent 4 hours talking to them. And at the end of the conversation, they said to me, You know, Joanne, that sounds really good. I totally get where you're coming from. Now, what are you going to do to get rid of my cancer? Well, it was all I could do not to jump up and start screaming, right? So there, when I was at Banyan Books the last time, I avoid the health section because I'm always reading that. Anyway, it called me, so I went there. And there's this fabulous little book out there, and it's called Cancer is Not a Disease. It is a Survival Mechanism. And it's by Andre Moritz, the guy that wrote The Liver, Gallbladder, Flesh. And that book is so powerful. It goes into the emotional aspect of disease and when your frequency of your body falls because of emotional stress or mental stress, one of the same, you open your body up to all kinds of things. Your immune system is immediately suppressed, leaving your body open to all these funky little microorganisms that want to come in and clean up a dead and decaying body.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants a copy of that book, I guess you go on the internet and order it. It's called Cancer is Not a Disease. It's a survival mechanism. And the author is Andre Moritz. Beautifully written. And it teaches you how to help yourself, right? And if you resonate with that book and understand that you are responsible for your own health and your emotions, it's our perception. It's what our soul, what our heart actually registers. But then the mind comes into it, and the mind can actually be quite a coyote, and it can twist things around, and we don't often see things for what they are. And we have a certain amount of time to get over emotional conflicts. Let's say there's been a death in the family. Well, we all know that when we come into the world, go away, the minute we come out of that womb, it's a countdown. We don't know how long we're here for. We don't know what our life entails. But it's countdown. As soon as you start breathing, your first breath of air, it is a countdown. And everybody comes and everybody goes. And it's hard when you lose loved ones, but guess what? It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
And we are expected to carry on. We're not expected to sit around withering and dying. And you'll find that people, and more I find now that people that are dying have actually asked their spouses, could you please let me go? And then finally I can move on. Because the people that are straggling between the two worlds, now they got one foot on the earth plane and one foot in the spirit world, they know that until their loved ones actually let them go, they can't actually even enter the spirit world. So it's very difficult, and you don't want to just cling to somebody that has left you. You miss them? Of course you do. But clinging on to them doesn't make their entrance into the spirit world and their ascension any easier either, I don't think.
Yeah.
What's your take on that one?
Well, I just got someone says they're hearing an echo in the program. Well,
yeah,
it's because we're having a little bit of a few glitches, folks. Since we've had this snowstorms in the States, and it's happening in some areas, so it's affecting all the lines, including internet servers. just bear with us. These things do happen sometimes. We have no control over it. They try to establish it as much as we possibly can. So if everybody's getting an echo in there, that means you're supposed to hear me echo.
I'm the one that's echoing.
We're talking in the Grand Canyon here. But our station once in a while catches an echo, probably because we're running on digital right now. We're not running on, like, all programs. Since they've had that major storm, a few things are changed around a bit, and it gets pretty cold in some areas. People are not expecting to have these things happen, so we try just to bear with us and work it through. But my personal feelings are, you know, if we hang on to these things for a long, long time, regarding, say, whether it's cancer or any kind of virus that causes us to feel ill, or we think that we're going to have an issue with our personal health. I mean, I remember having dreams, someone coming to me and telling me that I was going to die, and I'd be dead in no time. And I used to be so bothered by that, I thought, okay, I'm losing sleep over this. Why should we be losing sleep over it? I can't. And I realized after, it's my time, but I'm not going to go down without a fight. So I realized after that I have to really start taking care of my health even more. And all of us do. I mean, I've had people call me, and actually one lady just mentioned just here just now, and she's talking about herself being extremely overweight, and she's trying to find a way to lose the weight, but she doesn't like to hear the word diet. And it bothers her. And she says she hears the word diet, and she thinks the word die, and you know, and then she's fighting everybody else's advice, and doctor says this, and then that alternative health practitioner tells her no, or another person tells her that's not the way it's supposed to be, and doctor tells her no, don't listen to that person. So they're, at least here, I feel bad for that person themselves that actually are having that health issue. You know, you want to turn to the alternative health practitioner, but you also want to believe in the medical society. We have to learn to judge things for ourselves to make our own personal free choices and decisions. And do you ever come across that yourself?
Me? Oh, yeah. All the time. I don't work with anybody that doesn't, I always meet with people first. If they resonate with what I say, then they know. They can feel that this is the way they want to go. If they're going to sit there and argue with me the whole nine yards, we generally both agree, or I decide that we've agreed that I'm not going to work with them. It's just like seeing a doctor. Like, I'll never forget, I haven't seen my doctor in 20 years, but the first time I did meet him, I figured I needed a family doctor at some point in time in my life, and that was, I guess, 26, 27 years ago. I walked into his office, and I waited for him, and he came in and introduced himself and asked how he could help me. I said, well, tell you what, I'm going to interview you, and if I don't like what you, the answers to my questions, I'm not coming back. And he looked at me, he goes, I sure wish more people would do that. I said, are you serious? He goes, oh, yeah. I'm so serious, because if you don't like the where your doctor is coming from, why do you keep going back? Mm-hmm. It's just like healthcare practitioners. Like, if people, you know, I explain what I do, and some people go, oh, wow, I think I get it, but I'd like to try it. Some people go, yeah, this is totally my thing. And other people look at me and go, are you nuts? And I know it works for them because they haven't got an ounce of faith in it. And so it's to everybody's own discretion. Like, some people, like, there are some doctors I've met that are absolutely, totally brilliant individuals, and they do work without boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
They have them, but they kind of squeeze themselves out of them every now. And, you know, they give good, really sound advice. And I have a lot of doctors that actually work with me with their patients, because the patients have decided to go both routes. And with some of them, it took a little convincing, but, hey, they're on the same page now. And so we can all work together, which is nice, because I don't claim to know it all, because I don't. And you know what? He knows even less than me, but I don't tell him that. He was taught to practice medicine. That's all he's been taught. They don't teach a lot of nutritional values in medical school. They teach how to fix the body through prescription drugs. And a lot of these prescription drugs are derivatives from the plant kingdom, but they hit with such a vengeance and they're attuned to such high frequencies that, yeah, you are going to get side effects. Like I said, they're taught to practice medicine. They're not taught to practice health, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't mean that the two can't work together.
No.
And, you know, there's just as many healthcare practitioners out there as doctors with an ego the size of the earth, and, you know, their way or the highway. And they think they know everything. And you can't work with anybody like that. I can't.
I mean, we already know that the people that actually run the medical board are actually, they're investors. They're not really medical doctors. They're just investors, because we want to make sure that we buy every drug. I mean, if you look at the commercials, I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but look at the commercials, they constantly keep on saying, expect these side effects. They make, you know, like they'll try to say these words, all these side effects really, really fast, but yet they make sure you know that you need to tell your doctor to buy this, or else you don't buy this, you're going to be really sick. I mean, come on. We're not stupid. But
well, it's all fear gadgets, you know?
Yeah.
Fear and manipulation. And,
sorry, but
yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, it's fear and manipulation. And the more fearful you are, the more your frequency drops and the sicker you get. You know, if you have, let's say, Well, I don't know. Have any condition. And you go see a physician that actually puts the fear of death in you. When you come home, are you going to feel any better? No. You're going to be down in the dumps thinking that your life has ended. So you got to take the urgency out for people and help them understand that urgency and stress is only going to actually encourage the disorder, and not to, you know, by taking the urgency and the stress out of it, you can actually learn to calm down, put things in perspective, and no illness just appears overnight. Every illness is a symptom of another disorder, and you have to work at it, and you have to make lifestyle changes. But, you know, most people can only cope with taking baby steps because of their lifestyle, and that's okay. As long as you're making the right steps, the steps in the right direction, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
And feel good about yourself. And feeling good about yourself automatically boosts your immune system by a lot. And your body will start to go, oh, you mean you don't want me dying? Oh, okay, I can do this. And your body actually starts to work with you, because thought patterns have a heck of a lot to do with disease.
Yeah.
Nutrition does too, mind you. But, you know, you see two guys on a park bench, and one guy's eating a Caesar salad, and after every bite, he's looking at his watch, and he's stressed to the nines because he's got to get back to that office. And you got this other guy that just, you know, could afford a cheeseburger at McDonald's, and he's sitting there with a smile on his face, and he's watching the birds and the kids playing in the park and thoroughly enjoying his cheeseburger. Well, who the heck do you think is going to benefit more? I think the guy with the cheeseburger that is just, never mind, I get sued for this. But anyway, I'm going to watch what you say here.
Yeah. We have to cut this short, Joanne. I'd like to thank you for coming on.
Are we done already?
We're done already. Gone so quick and so fast.
No kidding.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming on. And, Alex, I want to get you back here again, as always. And it's been a pleasure having you on, talk about alternative health, and look into what we need to deal with. Next week, folks, I'm going to have the Shadow Talk Radio folks on our show. These are a paranormal group. These guys are from they do paranormal investigating. But we're going to be talking about Ghosts of Christmas Past. Anyone ever had a story about Christmas ghosts, who's ever had experience, I actually have you folks call in the show, and these guys were telling their stories, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to do. So we're looking forward to actually having a Scrooge come on once in a while.
I'll be there with bells on.
Anyway, folks, it's been a blessing to have everybody on there, and you guys take care out there. Be safe. And Merry Christmas to you all, if I don't say that to you next week, but still Merry Christmas, and everybody take care. Be safe out there. Stay warm. Don't freeze up. And those people that are out there, if you see a person that's homeless and they don't have anything to keep warm, it doesn't hurt to give a dollar or a dime, a dollar or a quarter, or even a few bits of your change, because if you can't give them a coin, go get them some food. Hand them something to eat, because they need to stay warm. If you need a blanket, find them a blanket, find them a jacket, something to keep them warm. They need that because the weather has changed. Take care, folks, out there, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.